Carr floats one. Left side ball is going to be intercepted. T.J. Ward has it. Ward down the Raiders sideline.
The Broncos have landed in the Bay Area, and that means T.J. Ward is back home playing in front of the family. I know you said you weren't going to buy any tickets this week, but is it a little extra special playing at home?
Oh, no. I said I wasn't going to buy as many. I still bought tickets. But, yeah, it's always special coming back home and getting to play in front of the people that watched me play my whole life. So it's definitely a treat.
Five-man rush. Here comes T.J. Ward. Ward has him. Strips the football. The ball is free. The Broncos have it.
You said this was the greatest week ever after you won the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. How much fun are you having playing in this Wade Phillips defense?
I'm having a lot of fun. I think everyone is, and that's what makes it so special, and I think that's what makes it so, you know, play out so well, is that we're having a lot of fun.
You look at this Raiders offense, they're progressing a little bit here with Derek Carr, and then now they added Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree. What do you see on the other side of the ball?
They definitely have added some talented pieces. You know, you can tell they're still, you know, fresh to each other and learning and getting better as the year goes on. So we definitely have to watch out for, you know, some of those young guys they have over there.
Wanted to ask you something about the community work you've been doing. You just started this thing, The Boss Up, going to give away some tickets for some fans who've been doing stuff in the community. Why is that so important to you?
I mean, it's just a way – I did this just a way to motivate others, you know, to get out there and help people. That's the main reason I did it, but – you know, it's just important just to help.
The BTV Live pregame show. I'm Phil Milani, joined by Andrew Mason. And now we bring in Andy Lindoff from 850 KOA. And Andy, one thing we heard from Gary Kubiak this week was that he wants to get some other guys involved with the offensive line, Max Garcia, and then the recently signed Tyler Palumbus. What do you think that could do for this group?
Well, hopefully it gets the running game going a little bit better than it has been, although I thought last week they made some real progress. I thought when you look at that run game, they did a good job of getting better gains on first down. We're talking 4 or 5 yard gains. Now, sometimes those were nullified by those illegal formation penalties, but I thought you saw more movement. I thought you saw more quality runs early on, and I think it really kind of evened out towards the end. You got Ronnie Hillman and CJ Anderson battling for each other. I thought Ronnie made a statement in the second half, and then I thought we saw CJ with a real good concerted effort, as if to say, I'm not giving up my carries easily to you. Hopefully that carries over to today.
Yeah, most definitely. And then the offensive line will try to keep Peyton Manning upright. But, Mace, talking more about that running back game, we've seen the carries split pretty much evenly throughout the season. CJ with 43, Ronnie Hillman with 39. Do you think they kind of complement each other, especially with their body size?
Yeah, you know, obviously CJ Anderson's has a stouter build. Ronnie Hillman, he's more sleek. There's 25 pounds or thereabouts, depending on the day, difference between the two of them. And so really, this split helps them both out. It helps Ronnie Hillman because he probably doesn't have the body type to handle 20, 25 touches a game without getting worn down. And it helps CJ because I think it keeps him fresher. And I think as the season goes on, by limiting his reps and having him in a 50-50 split, I think he's going to be able to wear teams down a bit more than he would have otherwise.
Yeah, Ronnie Hillman busted out that long run last week. He was the first Broncos running back to cross the century mark this season. But here at the Coliseum, we know what CJ Anderson did last year playing in front of his home crowd. It'll be certainly interesting to see what happens later on this afternoon.
No, we'll keep going the way we're going. I think of them both as starters, to be honest with you. I know somebody has to walk out there on play number one, but they're going to both play and probably play right down the middle. And, you know, it's obvious that Ronnie has earned the right to get more carries and play more than he has in the past. And that happened yesterday. So I'll see that continue to happen.
Yeah, I just got to step out some tackles and, you know, not get so frustrated so early, you know, with myself. You know, just stay in the game and stay focused. I mean, at the end of the day, everybody's making it seem like it's terrible. I'm still doing my job. You know, I'm catching balls out of the backfield. I'm still picking up blitzes and picking up protections. I'm still doing the running back part of the job. I'm just not doing it all in full. And I recognize that and I understand that. And my coaches and my teammates are building me up to help me with that.
Well, we know that the Broncos want to get that running game going and try to be that physical team that Gary Kubiak so desperately wants. Mace, it's time for your three keys against the Broncos and Raiders this afternoon. What are they?
Well, not the running game, and let's start with containing Oakland's pass rushers. Khalil Mack has been a beast so far this season, really has taken the next step that he needed to take after a promising rookie year, but it's not just about him. Alden Smith's involved, Justin Tuck's involved. It's going to be a big challenge for Michael Schofield and Ryan Harrison, if Tyler Palumbas plays at tackle, him as well, to contain those guys. Much more difficult than they had last week. Number two, disrupt Derek Carr. Now, this is what the Broncos do best, obviously. It's the pass rush. 18 sacks, leads the league, tied with the 2013 Chiefs for the most of any team after four games in the last decade. Got to keep that up and know that Derek Carr is going to get the ball away a little bit more often than he did last year under duress, and that's where you've got to trust your cornerbacks, Bradley Roby, Aqib Talib, Chris Harris Jr. Let them have tight coverage and be in position to make plays when Carr does force the ball out under pressure. They can get some picks. I think there's an opportunity there for those guys. And number three, don't let the Raiders believe. Like I mentioned earlier, they're 5-5 in their last 10 games. So forget about what the Raiders have been in recent years. Focus on what they've been now, going back to late last season, which is a team that can disrupt some plays in the pass rush, that can get takeaways. They actually got some takeaways from the Broncos when they met last November as well, and can sustain some drives on offense because they can get good balance between the passing game and Latavius Murray in the backfield. This is a team that if it gets out in front, it can get that belief about itself and keep it going. Look at what they did in Baltimore against Baltimore here in Oakland in week two. If the Raiders get out early, it might not be as easy for the Broncos to come back as it was the last time they were here last November. Yeah. Bill.
Mace, thank you very much for those three keys. A little bit long-winded there. I have one other key to add to that. Since Peyton Manning joined the Broncos, Denver has scored an average of 37 points against the Raiders. He certainly loves playing against the silver and black. So one thing is maybe just try and get Peyton Manning going a little bit in this game. Also, one thing that might help is that the Raiders' pass defense has sort of struggled this season so far, giving up 310 yards throughout the air. That's the second worst in the NFL. So maybe this will be the game that Peyton Manning puts up those typical Peyton Manning numbers that we've seen, those record-setting numbers. So that's going to do it for the BTV Live pregame show here. Make sure to keep it on DenverBroncos.com throughout the day. We'll have coverage of the game, photos, and then we'll also stream the coach and Peyton Manning press conferences right after the game. For Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani, and now we'll leave you with a little video to try and get some of that blood boiling for this rivalry.
This game goes back a long time. There's been great players and great coaches and great games between these two franchises.
This wave of success continued for the Broncos in Los Angeles, where Kubiak was again at the helm.
Great games. You know, I remember going all the way back to the Coliseum. You know, it was one of my few games Elway let me start. I can't remember what was wrong with him, but...
I love going back home. I don't get to go home too often, so when I get a chance to go back to the crib, I always enjoy it.
I love playing at home. You know, in the Bay Area, I've seen them play some really good football when I go home, and really looking forward to it.
It is the next game on the schedule, but it's a rivalry. Kansas City, Oakland, Chargers, all three of them rivals for me, they division game.
It's just a different type of crowd. You know, they got, you know, history with, you know, they're a different type of crowd. We just want to go in and get a win.